Jesus told the church the conviction from the Lord for our church is that not just one storm, but there will be other storms that will hit us, and around us. And there's COVID-19, there's the isolation, and there's racism and injustice, the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. There's rioting happening, and God told us not to be scared of it, not to be like the world, but why would he show us those things? So that as a church that we will be ready. When there's hatred, we need to respond with love. When there's racism, we need to celebrate the differences. When there's injustice, we need to show righteousness. Preparing for the sermon, I was convicted to continue in time like this, to continue the sermon on pure joy, And this is part two. The passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4-5. And this is what it says, just, here. If you want to, just look it up on your phone, the verse so that you can read with me. And it says this, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And the church said, amen. I just need to see your mouth move. Okay, amen. Maybe before I get into the sermon, it's not easy having a worship service online like this. And, other church says, they have list of all the stuff that they should do to make the online worship service more worshipful. I read somewhere, tell the church to dress up, when you come online. And I can't say that because, I'm wearing sweatpants right now underneath, I can't, tell you guys to do something that I'm not doing. And there's just a list of all this stuff. But I was thinking about this and I thought there's only two things maybe we could do. Before worship, at 11 o'clock, 10 minutes or 5 minutes before, with families, if you guys could just prepare yourself and pray together before you come online. Married couples, pray with each other. If you're alone in the apartment or in your room, maybe 5-10 minutes before, do a devotion, a short devotion, and just prepare ourselves. And the second thing is a little more, difficult for some people. If it's not embarrassing, if you could just turn on the video, turn on the video, because I found myself, I've been just going online, different meetings and stuff. And when the video's not on, I don't really pay attention that much, that's when I find myself, I'm not paying attention that much when the video's not on, I'm looking at my phone. One time I fell asleep in one of the AMI pastor's meeting, that was like hour and a half. I'm just being honest. I hope, Pastor Keith don't hear this. I had my video off. I was just sleeping, through the whole meeting. But if you can, it's not, we're not trying to be legalistic, but if you can, it helps though. Those two things will help us as we worship online. Last week was Pure Joy, part one, and today is Pure Joy, part two. When facing trials of many kinds, and as we, as a church, face different storm, natural joy can't help us. Why? Because natural joy depends on the circumstances. But pure joy is from the Lord and will help us overcome the trial. It will help us to overcome the trial. Last week, also mentioned that pure joy is not, it doesn't come out automatically. You really have to work for it, you know. Like precious, a pure precious metal needs to be put through a fire. It needs to be refined. To have pure joy, that joy has to be put through fire. It has to be put through fire. Pure joy has to go through spiritual battle. Right? That's what I see when I talk about fire. It has to go through spiritual battle. For pure joy, you have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. There is intense spiritual battle all around us right now. There's intense spiritual battle all around us. But the battle we need to focus on is not the spiritual battle that's going on outside, but what's going on inside of us. That battle, you know, if you turn on the TV, you could see clearly, you know, visibly the spiritual battle that's going on. But what's going on inside of us is invisible. It is very intense and sometimes unrelenting. This battle is happening in our mind. It's happening in our mind. It is in our mind the devil is trying to steal pure joy. He knows that if he can manipulate our mind, that he will be able to manipulate our life. You know, growing up in Chicago, you know, I grew up in Chicago and few places that I lived was pretty rough neighborhood. And I, outside of where I grew up, the home that I grew up, it was pretty chaotic. My bedroom faced the street, you know, it was a busy street. And I saw accidents happen, you know, my mom was mugged just outside of our front door. I saw stealing, you know, I saw drug dealing happening in front of in the street, and I saw different crime, but our home in Chicago was protected. You know, there were three bolted lock on the front entrance. There was high fence in the backyard that you could not climb. You know, it was impossible to climb. And our back door had, you know, reinforced back door. It was to prevent the thieves from breaking in to our home to steal, to destroy, and even to kill, you know. But now, you know, we live in Bergen County, you know, and in a nice neighborhood. We live in a nice neighborhood. And it's different from where I grew up in Chicago. I don't have to protect the family as in Chicago. I don't have to protect the home as much as we did in Chicago. But when it comes to the territory of our mind, you know, our home of our mind, your mind, please listen to this, church, your mind is not in a good neighborhood. Okay? It's not in a good neighborhood. Your mind is a battleground. It's a battleground. It's worse than a bad neighborhood. There are many demonic attacks trying to infiltrate into your mind. They're trying to build stronghold in your mind. And you need to protect and fight the battle of our mind. Right? We need to protect and fight the battle of the mind. The territory of your mind cannot be given up. Whatever gets your mind gets you. It is the battle for your soul. Almost every battle with sin begins in your mind. And if you want to win the overall spiritual battle, you need to win the battle of your mind. You know, I was listening to Graham Cook. You know, it's very encouraging. And this is some of his quotes about the battle of the mind. He says, we must end the practice of entertaining bad thoughts by taking responsibility for our current mindset. Our mind must cease to become a playground for the enemy and become the battleground of the spirit where we learn the influence of God in our thinking. Our mind must become the fertile garden of wisdom, insight, revelation, and knowledge that enable us to meditate, to think deeply on the things of God. He says, we must develop mind of the Lord. We must develop the mind of the Lord. In the battle for our mind, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says we have divine power to demolish stronghold in our mind. This is the word of God. We have divine power, not human power, but divine power to demolish stronghold in our mind. You know, the people that came, God's people that came out of Egypt were given, and they didn't, I don't think they realized this, they were given divine power to conquer the land of Canaan. They had divine power to conquer the land of Canaan. And the battle with the land of Canaan, you know, represents spiritual warfare. It was a battle between the two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. And it was a holy war. It was a holy war. And some of you are, you know, not fighting this battle, this battle of the mind. Some of us are losing the battle of the mind. The battle of the mind is a spiritual warfare. It is a battle between the two kingdoms. Our battle of the mind is a holy war. Right? It's a holy war. It is not just a chemical imbalance, misfiring neurotransmitter, or defective neurons. It's a holy, the battle that's going on in our mind is a holy war. The Bible says, though, you have this divine power. Right? You have this divine power to demolish stronghold. Power to demolish stronghold, it says to take captive every argument. But this is not talking about deliverance ministry where you hear demonic voice and, you know, people screaming and throwing up. This is in the context of the battle of the mind. It says we have this divine power to take every argument, every pretension, every thought that set itself up against God. When it comes to a spiritual battle of the mind, you know, church, we need to believe that we have divine power. Right? We have divine power. We can win this battle today. We could win this battle today. You're sons and daughters of God. You know, don't act like grasshoppers. We have this divine power to demolish stronghold, take captive every argument, every thought that stands up against God. You know, in our battle with our thought, we wait for the circumstances to get better. That's not what we're called to do. You know, like once the circumstances get better, then I will be victorious in my thought. Once the scientists, you know, find the vaccine for coronavirus, my mind will find peace. Once the economy gets back on track, then my mind will be joyful. Once there's no racism, you know, no injustice, then, you know, I won't be angry or depressed or hopeless. But I want to remind you, we have to change the spiritual atmosphere before we can change the physical atmosphere. The Bible says there's a change, there's a transformation in Romans chapter 12. There's a transformation when your mind is renewed. When your mind is renewed. Now, it's not through looting and rioting that there's change. The Bible says we need to win the spiritual battle of our mind. When your mind is renewed, there is transformation. And this is why it's so important during the storms that we're facing, the different storms that we're facing. We need to win the battle of the mind. Don't wait for the circumstance to change your thought. Change your thought to change our circumstances. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 11 says this: be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that we can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Right now, in the last days, it is not business as usual. You and I need to take up arms against the enemy. We need to put on the full armor of God. Yeah? We need to identify the enemy's tactic, and we need to fight back. We need to demolish the stronghold. God's people, stop just being harassed by the enemy. We need to demolish the stronghold, demolish argument and every pretension, take captive every lie. And this is what God calls us to do, you know, not burn down buildings, but this is what God calls us to do, to move in the opposite spirit of the demonic, of the devil. To move in the opposite spirit. Graham Cook, this is what he said. Every time a negative thought comes, fight back. Attack it in prayer. Fight back. Attack it in prayer. When anxious thought comes on you, attack it with prayer of trust in God. When you have lustful thoughts, turn it into prayer of purity. When you have poverty mindset, you know, like, you know, you have this poverty mindset, I am stuck. The system is always against me. God won't bless me. I don't have a chance. I said, when you have this poverty mindset, turn it around in prayer into God's abundance, God's blessing, God's willingness to supply. If you have angry and bitter thoughts, turn it into petition for grace for those you are angry and bitter at. You're struggling with selfish thoughts. Turn it into an adventure with God by asking him what you can give to someone else. You know, it has been 3 months since the stay-at-home order. You know, there are over 370,000 people around the world who die from the coronavirus. There is division in the government. You know, there's blatant racism, riot. You know, the economy is unstable. And you know, this, the devil's plan is that so that the church will go into the spiritual slump. The spiritual slump. The devil, because the devil wants to use the church's spiritual slump to attack our mind so that the church will be stuck in anxiety, fear, lust, anger, bitterness, selfishness, but above all, so that the church will be powerless. You know how to take care of your own property, your home, your possession. You know, you pay real estate taxes for protection from crime and fire. If anything is broken in your home, you pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to fix it. You know, you have locks, fences, Ring video doorbell, you know, to protect your home. But there is an important territory of yours you cannot neglect as a church. It's the territory of your mind. Let's fight back and take back that territory of our mind. Don't give the devil permission to cheat you out of your life. When the church is in a spiritual slump, without knowing this is what we're doing, we give the devil permission to rob us of our pure joy. peace, deep relationship, our destiny and purpose. The spiritual slump is robbing you of your rightful inheritance. It is robbing you spiritual blessing that's in Christ Jesus. It is robbing you of authority, power, and influence. It is keeping you away from God's revelation. The direction that the devil wants to lead you is very obvious to us, as to the church, because we have the truth, we have the word of God. It is to confuse, it is toward confusion and bitterness, depression and hopelessness, blame, shame, fear, destructive anger, and addiction and bondage. We as a church, during this time of different storm, need to do something about it. You know, let's get some fence for our mind, walls. Let's put on the armor. Let's sharpen our spiritual sword. Stop the infiltration and attack. And we need to push back. Take back the territory the enemy has stolen from our mind. Move in the opposite spirit. The opposite of the devil, opposite of sin, the flesh, and the world. The devil tells you to be bitter. Immediately forgive the person who hurt you. You want to hide. You want to isolate yourself. Force yourself to join the life group. Join, you know, come to the upper room. Force yourself to call a friend. Call a church staff or a church leader. The devil wants you to be depressed. Start praising God. Offer thanksgiving for everything that you have that is good. Someone curses you, you bless them. You don't want to pray, pray more. You've been watching all the episodes, on one of the Netflix show, you know. Go the opposite, memorize scripture, focus on the scripture. It feels your life is going nowhere, you know, it's not going anywhere. Then speak life. Speak over your God's promise and destiny. Believe you have a purpose, a great inheritance. Know your identity that's in Christ Jesus. And the church said, amen.